Welcome to the Spirit of
Blog
America.
Talk Radio.
Spirit of America Party. That's the last time I let wolves in my house. And the Spirit of America Party book. You know, the only two times a wolf howls is when he's gathering his boys for the hunt, or when he loses somebody he loves. Which are we? Which are we tonight? Well, like I said, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We got a lot of pussyfooting going on the Repuppy side, and we got a lot of dirty dancing going on the Party of Death side. That's Party de la Muerte. And everybody's thinking that Obama's amnesty is going to get them all the Latino votes. Wait till they go to church. Yeah, and the priest to break at the vow of silence. Yeah, wait till they confess that Obama is a bad guy, and what he's doing is just playing people and using them. 3.5 years he waited to do something like this, huh? Where was he? Why isn't he at the funeral of 70,000 Mexicans killed by Eric Holder? Oh, Eric only killed one American. That's all it counts is the one American. He's, what, just one American? Everybody's upset about Eric Holder? No, everybody's upset about the 70,000 Mexicans that were killed with 2,000 guns that Eric Holder let get into the narco coyotes and use them to gun down helpless, innocent people. Yes, that's what Eric Holder should be facing. He should be facing trial in Mexico. So I turn on my TV and I see this headline. Pope excommunicates Communist News Network, CNN. I turn on my TV to CNN during Fox commercials to see how Obama's succubuses are doing. Usually they're playing cards, race cards, anti-Semitic cards, homophobe, anti-woman cards, and praying with the Taliban. Their version of Muslim women's rights is to just cut off one ear. I like it when they visit Iran to bless the holy nuke sites. And speaking of the holy nuke sites, Iran is getting a lot of help in the month of July. The Russian Navy and the Chinese Navy will be joining Iran in Persian Gulf maneuvers. And they will be basing themselves in Syria to make sure that Bashar al-Assad continues to kill his people. While Obama takes pussyfoots, that's the word I was looking for, pussyfoots over to the UN. If you want to kill people, what you do is make it turn it over to the UN for debate. So what is this anti-American network up to? These Obama operatives are living up to their Democamo oath, divide and conquer. Two hens are glucking about dissent in the Catholic Church on CNN. And they took a poll of Catholics and planted these numbers on the screen. 54% are homosexual friendly, and 48% hate the church, and abortion is fun. My conclusion, they only polled sinners, and then they added incense to the fire by saying the nuns are in revolt. And the Pope, who early on was labeled a Nazi very casually when he first came to represent Christ. I recall another network threatening the Pope not to excommunicate John Kerry when he was caught in the church boiler room putting soot on his foreheads. First off, the Communist News Network needs a lesson. And what is that lesson? One, all Catholics are practicing Catholics. We are not perfect. Practice maybe makes us perfect. Secondly, we have been taught a right from wrong. We know abortion is child murder. We may commit murder, but we know it is murder. And we ask God to show us mercy for our sins. And thirdly, a fetus only has two sexes, male and female, and life begins when the soul joins the body at mission completion time. And if you don't know mission completion time, ask any farmer. When the super sperm penetrates the egg, that is Mississippi jackpot, three Liberty Bells straight across, reaching all three requirements to be an American: life, liberty from demo communists with scissors, and the pursuit of happiness not being pursued by a Nazi doctor with a vacuum cleaner. The Communist Party of North America, the Demo Commos, cannot win without splinter groups. The more divided the nation, the greater their success. Stalin taught them the three greatest attributes of America is patriotism, spirituality, and morality. Attack those three and the USA is no more. And it is as plain as the brown nose on Wolf Blitzkrieg's face that the media is communist and will lie and smear all opponents of Politburo chief Obama the Muslim, Mr. Compassionate, who would leave a baby fighting to breathe American air to die on the side of a chop shop sink, who would take credit for getting bin Laden but not go to Dover Air Force Base to receive the bodies of SEAL Team 6 buried in his brown shirt press overnight. Isn't that baby his neighbor too? Whatever happened to love thy neighbor? Why must it always be suffer little children to come unto me? Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Viva Cristo Rey and Andy Garcia and Tim Tebow. Vote Romney and live. Vote family over death. And that is from the Spirit of America Party. We have two websites, www.mediacrap. We got more than two. www.mediacrapmatters.us. That's a good one, because you'll see why we're not going to Syria. When you scroll down, there's the picture of the three demo camos who sold out the Syrian people. www.blogtalkradio.com, and just look for the Spirit of America Party radio show. So spread this rumor or gospel, whichever you interpret it to be. This opinion epistle is from St. Thomas to the Las Vegians. You betcha. Oh, I think a saintly woman said that once. You betcha. Stand by. We'll give you a tune. Then we'll go communist hunting. Let's see if we can find a nice tune for you. Well, we'll give you Amapola.
A boy found a dream upon a distant shore. A maid with a way of whispering, si, senor. Each night, while guitars would softly play, the tune seemed to dance round the words that he'd say. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so sweet and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, Amapola,
I found you. My heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you.
Big band sound. Two singers. One crooner and one chanteuse. And if you needed a job, they put you in the trombone section. Today, they're not looking. They're laying off. Today, you pay $500 for a ticket. You go to a concert with no seats. And they set fire to the stage, and a guy comes out with one guitar and throws up on you. Yeah, give us more drugs. Okay, we got another article. This is a story in the New York Post. There's an article in the New York Post today. New York City pension funds are invested in Al Gore's Green Company. The investment pays back 33% annually on average. How can that be? Here you hear that the Fed is loaning money to the banks at 1.5% interest. The bank will turn around and it'll loan it to you for how much? What's the best deal you can get? 3.5%? 5%? And here's Al Gore. He's giving 33% interest on average. If you invest in his green company, what's his green company doing? Selling carbon credits? What's he doing with the green company? What does a green company do? You mean they put a daisy on the Clorox bottle, say we went green? That scares me. I don't want to hear. Oh, and I was watching Jamie Dimon being interrogated by the thieves in the House and the Senate, you know, the hearings, and they're all talking down to him. Oh, who was talking down to him? Barney Frank. Barney Frank was, they always got to be on a higher level than the people they're torturing sitting at the table. And he's looking down his schnoz at him, and he's saying, you know, $2 billion is a big loss, you know. And there's Barney Frank. He was in charge of Freddie Mae and Freddie Frick. And he lost like $400 billion. Yeah, oh, man. The inmates are in charge. This could be a French institution here. This could be a French insane asylum. What was it, the mad woman of Chalet or something? The Soviets have been supplying arms to Syria to kill the Syrian people. I wonder how many Soviet weapons killed Americans in Iraq from Syria. Yeah, they're always talking about, all the communists in this country are always talking about, yeah, it's the American industrial complex. Eisenhower warned us about it. The American industrial complex selling arms all over the world. The only arms I see being sold all over the world are AK-47s and Kalashnikovs. And the rocket propelled grenades. And they're all Russian. Katusha rockets that are going into Israel for lunch. Yeah. Beware the American industrial complex. Eisenhower warned us about it. Do you know on D-Day Eisenhower had two letters in his pocket, one if he made it and one if he failed? All George Patton had in his pocket was a map of Berlin and a crowd finder. Yeah, give me a break. The American military industrial complex. Yeah, that's right. So Obama tells the Russians the serial numbers of the British submarine nukes? Huh? Is that how we're going to level the playing field, comrade? Who's going to take you in when we lose? And you better hope that the enemy finds you first. Yeah. Where are we? Europe is very communist-leaning. The Soviets have been... I said that Putin would like payback for this thing is that took his choppers out in Afghanistan, which was our payback for Nam. Remember? Oh, you can't fly into Hanoi. You can't bomb Hanoi because the Russians are unloading the shit to kill us there. Yeah, we can't do that. And you can't attack the SAM sites while they're putting them up. Yeah. Who voted for that? John McCain? Europe is very communist-leaning. And do not think they are close to us. However, for the first time in American history, we have a communist president put in office by the Democamos who covered up his records knowing what he was. They knew it. They knew it. All the boys at the top knew it. America is going down the toilet, and the big boys, especially the crooked politicians, are skimming what's left before the fit hits the shan. When you have a government that refuses to downsize, raises your taxes to pay the Chinese vig, you have a mafia-style government. Look at their revenues. Look at how they gain their funds. Extortion, fines, EPA, right? Et al., any other pimp they send around to bother and harass a businessman. House and Senate prostitution, that comes in the form of champagne contributions. Now you hear that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the court that does more damage to this country than any other court in the country, is spending $1 million to go party in Hawaii. How's that? So, we have a Senate, a prostitution ring, insider trading and traitoring. How can a senator or a congressman hold a hearing to investigate a crooked corporate officer who was doing insider trading? You know, like the guys that were inside on Facebook? You know, and they come out at 38 and then it went into the toilet. Remember that? And now everybody's suing everybody. Everybody wanted to make a killing, but too many got killed. Yeah. Well, you got a House and a Senate that are allowed to take tips from Wall Street and make money on them. And they don't. That's not illegal. But if Jamie Dimon does it, Jamie Dimon will get 30 years in jail. Now tell me, how did that work? Huh? When I think of the House and the Senate and the presidency, and they're all taking money, I flash back to the Godfather movie where the Don walks in his white suit, and he walks into a little grocery store, and he opens up the register, and he takes out a handful of cash, and he says, I just want to wet my beak a little. That's what your government is doing. They're wetting their beak a lot, more than you know. And they're planning. There are things that haven't been invented yet that they already have tax plans for. Drugs. They're going to make it legal. They're going to put the little pusher out of business. This government is going to be the Walmart of drugs. And they're going to tax it because it's for your own good after we hook you. Yeah, reap the taxes on sales to junkies and get kickback from rehab schemes. Get revenue from chop shops killing babies. Do they have a bounty on American babies? Do they pay a certain thing? I mean, if the government takes your tax money and gives it to Mac the Knife to slice a baby's head off. What's the fee? $200 a head? That's paying more than we paid for Indian scalps. Yeah, unbelievable. That's more than the Taliban pays for American ears. So we've got rehab schemes, revenue from chop shops killing babies, gambling, lotto, pato, and casino review. Use utility companies to collect taxes under threat of more government harassment. So I don't want to collect this tax. If you don't, we're going to look at your company and we're going to call you down to Washington and you can bring all your lawyers. And then you, when you go back home after we fine you, you can raise the rates. Go along to get along. Go after big business. Use small incidents and blow them out of proportion, e.g. racial discrimination, workplace harassment against gays and women. Increase campaign contributions. I imagine some guy that's in the mob must have been totally shocked the first day he saw Jesse Jackson go to Wall Street, and Jesse Jackson turned around to Goldman Sachs and said, "You know, you don't have enough black people working here. We could be down here tomorrow with a full crew and demonstrating and calling attention to the fact that you're a racist. Would you like that? Or maybe we can settle out of court. You see, I have this bag here and you can put money in it. And then I'll take it to the boss. I'll take it to Master Bill. Can you fill it up to the top?" Yeah. So this mafia guy is watching this go on. He goes, "Why didn't we think of that? What's wrong with us? Why didn't we think of that? Let me go in and see. How many Italian guys you got working here?" No, it wouldn't work, would it? Nope. He'd be in jail in 2 minutes. And they'd run 6 series of Elliot Ness. Destroy family and religion. Take away tax-exempt status, forcing religion to bow to the god Obama. Why do you think the church is so silent, has been silent for years while all this crap was going on? Don't you think that the cardinals should have been standing up for child murder a long time ago instead of whispering it from the pulpit, putting a few signs up, going to Washington on the coldest day of the year when all the congressmen and senators are out of town? Give me a break. But now the Catholic Church is under fire. First president in the history of the United States has attacked the whole religion. And he's just getting started. He's just getting started. Rabbis, you're next. Yeah. Brainwash and teach. Of course, you know, there won't be the rabbis that are next. They'll be about number five on the list. It'll be evangelists. It'll be a Southern Baptists. Anybody with a Bible and a gun. Brainwash and teach perversion to fifth graders. Use the media to brainwash the helpless. Keep the unemployment figures high. Don't give shovel-ready jobs to white construction workers. I'm not making that up. Just go to YouTube and type in Robert Reich, R-E-I-C-H, like Third Reich. Robert Reich and jobs. No jobs for white guys. Type it in and see what happens. Use a broken heart hardship stories to slip a dirty deed legislation over on soft-hearted Americans. Oh, look at, you know, I did the example that the Kennedys used to have an old washing machine in the garage. You know, the kind that you have the hand wringer on top and a washboard, you know, that they play banjo bands play with. And they would put it in the back of a big bus, and they would take a few of the neighborhood kids from Massachusetts, and they'd go down to West Virginia, and they'd find an abandoned house, and they would bring out the washing machine, put it on the front porch, put the kids around it, have a pregnant mother standing there holding a baby, everybody looking gaunt, and then they would go, 20 million American kids are going to bed tonight without their supper. The outrage. Then they pack everything up and go back to Massachusetts and wait for the poll count. Yeah. but they never went down to help a Virginian keep his job in a coal mine. As a matter of fact, West Virginia has just told Obama, you can tell the Democrats goodbye because we're not voting for you. And they're going to vote with the Republicans because the Democrats are putting them out of business. As Al Gore pays 33% on his green investment and pension fund that the New York City Police Department is invested in. Yeah. Take over the automotive industry and the healthcare industry. Move the helpless industry to China. Use the healthcare industry to control the helpless. The largest container ship in the world arrives in California in 4 days from China. They pack it up in China. 4 days later, it does 36 knots an hour. It's in a California port. And I'm told that the 15,000 containers on board are all going to Walmart. 15,000 containers are unloaded in 4 hours. The biggest container ship is Maersk Line. It has 7 cranes on board the ship. They can unload it in 4 hours. The ship is manned by 13 people, including the captain. That's a lot of stuff for Walmart. And they're even bringing perishables, so they could be bringing food, shrimp. Who knows what they're bringing? The ship returns empty. 15,000 containers and not one goes back. Balance of trade, China, 100%. USA, zero. How are we going to pay them back? Maybe they don't want to get paid back. Maybe they're just going to come and occupy what they own. So here's another story I'll give you, and then I'll give you another tune. If you go to my archives, I did a nice tribute on Father's Day, and if you remember your old man, you'll enjoy the tribute I did. There's 3 good songs up there for dads. After 2 years of communism in baseball. After 2 years of accusations and harassment, the American people set Roger Clemens free today. Do you think I care if he took a shot in the ass? Do you think I care? Do you think I would spend $3 million to convict him? When we have 1 out of 5 Americans as a junkie, you think I'm worried about a guy that wants to pitch a little bit better? Shows for work. Yeah. 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie. 70,000 Mexicans are dead because we need our dope. The borders are open, and not to keep the Mexicans from coming in. It's to bring the drugs in. The borders are open to bring the drugs in because Junior needs his fix. Junior, down in the basement, insured until he's 26. He's ODing at 25.
Well, marijuana doesn't affect you that way. Marijuana is, you've got glaucoma, you can see good.
Yeah. You know what I say? I say, if you got glaucoma and you need marijuana, take it in pill form. They got Marinol. You don't have to smoke that shit. Yeah. But you could also take it in suppository form. Boy, you ought to see the guys inhale that. Yeah, you're all jerks. You're all fools. You're wasting your life. Chinese students are coming here. They're going to school. And then after they leave school, they go to another school. They bring 2 sets of books to school. And did you know that the illegal immigrant has a lower employment rate than the legal American? Yeah. You know why? You know why. Because they don't suffer from fat ass. Yeah. So, after 2 years of accusations, harassment, the American people set Roger Clemens free. The congressman responsible for this communist show trial is the arch enemy of Mighty Mouse. He's also known as Oil Can Henry. Remember Oil Can Henry with the wax mustache? Well, it's Henry Waxman, a well-known socialist. He's listed in the Socialist Party register. Yeah, he's a debutante. A well-known socialist who is not too social. Henry is a registered flag burner and baby killer, having voted to burn the flag 55 days before 9-1-1, put his match right to it, and then he voted to saber-neck of full-term children exiting the Freedom Canal. You see, once they get their head out and see daylight, you can't kill them anymore. You got to kill them just before their eyes open. A hideous practice considered to be a sin against God, who created those children, by all major religions. This atrocity is labeled by secular devil worshippers and Kennedy, Kerry, Pelosi Catholics as partial birth abortion. How nice. Do you know what DNC stands for? Divide and conquer. You know what else it stands for? Dilatation and curettage. A nice fancy word for child murder. Henry Waxman failed to prove his ridiculous charges that Roger Clemens stole second base. Did you imagine him bringing him in for stealing second base? A mainstream American jury led by 8 brave women. Girls, you got to buy guns. Every woman in America should know, should be in the NRA and should know how to use a gun. Too many people are trying to hurt you. Too many people, too many... Jeffrey Dahmer's walking around waiting to catch you in an awkward moment. Get yourself a pistol, a nice little handgun. You don't need a pistol. You get a nice little compact. The size of your compact, you look like you're doing your makeup and you could put 6 rounds in somebody. Yeah. And that would change his mind if he had any evil intentions. You got to give him 6 good reasons. Yeah. Girls, I'm serious. Go and join the NRA. Don't be afraid of guns, and don't let the liberals scare you into thinking that guns can hurt you. Guns can save your life. 6 rounds from a .22 is a lot faster than a 911 call with the operator saying, "What did you say? Calm down, you're sounding hysterical. We can't make out what you're saying." Oh, she stopped talking. Yeah, you don't need that. What you want to hear is, "Hello, 911. Listen, I got a bad guy here, and you better send an ambulance. He's bleeding from 6 parts of his body." That's what you want to hear. That's what you want to hear. And then you can make your citizen's arrest. I arrest thee. And you can read him his merengue rights as he dances. The cost of this waste of time and taxpayer money was anywhere from $3 million to $27 million, depending on who was in the witness protection program. When the question is asked, Roger Clemens spent $3 million of his own money to defend his honor. Yeah. Isn't it ironic that there isn't a Viet Congress mouse who could pass a lie detector test, nor a senator? Instead, they censure one another and raise their salaries, including inside trader tips. Before they take the oath of allegiance, do you know what lines they learn first? The Academy Award line. The envelope, please. Yeah, our candidate today for graft is Senator so and so. And who is it? There are only 2 parties in America. I was down in Washington, D.C., and a guy told me this story. Let's say his name was O'Toole, and he was from Maryland, and he was going to see the senator from Maryland. He was being introduced, and they told the senator's secretary, "Mr. O'Toole is here." And the senator come out and goes, "O'Toole, it's so good to see you. You're the greatest guy I ever knew." He says, "You're Harry O'Toole, right?" He goes, "No, I'm Desmond." He says, "Oh, okay. This meeting is over." Yeah. Because Harry had the money, right? Yeah. We know. We little people, we know when we're pooped on. We can feel it. Yeah. The mainstream American party who is receiving... Oh, let's see what this says. There are only 2 parties in America. The Communist Party, formerly known as Democamos, Democrats, and the last real Democrat was Harry Truman. Anybody else is a false impression. The mainstream American party, who is receiving 10 million defectors from the Party de la Muerte, the Party of Death. So there's 2 parties in America today, the Communist Party and the mainstream American party. I don't use the word conservative. I've been cautioned not to use it by a big anti-communist. He says the conservatives have been labeled as right-wingers, Bible-toting sodomites, and they're jeered and laughed at. But mainstream American is the way to go, and that's what I'm doing. So if you want to follow me and follow the cross and follow the flag and follow the mezuzah, yeah, follow anything but the loser, then tell everybody you're mainstream American. And don't say you're an independent, because the independent label is a hideout for Democrats who have become ashamed that they were even in the party of death. Like Joe Liebowitz is an independent. Joe Liebowitz is a Democrat. Yeah, posing as an independent. He's an independent Democrat, or Democamo. Joe Liebowitz voted to burn the flag, and Joe Liebowitz votes to kill kids, full term. And he tells everybody he's Orthodox Jewish. Well, if he's Orthodox Jewish, then Moses was an Apache. The Tea Party sympathizers have sentenced Henry Waxman to 9 innings of batting against Roger Clemens pitching with no helmet. Waxman asked that the bat be marked a top end and handle. Yeah. Our Congress has too much money. They have too much time on their hands. They're not doing anything. All they do is come out and they play on your feelings. What are you? You're black? Okay. I'm for the black man. Look, I'm kissing a black baby here. Oh, you're Latino? Buenos noches, senorita. What are you? Tell me what you are and I'll be anything you want me to be. Moldavian? No problem. Shoot the Serbs. Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're all in trouble. You know what? It's time to cut the entire government in half. Get rid of all of the waste and leave the military alone and stop trying to turn them into a bunch of sissies. We got enough problems with sissies. We don't need to have Gay Pride Month in the Marine Corps. I do not want to see a decoration, the Congressional Earrings of Honor. Sorry, pal. Stop wussifying the country. Do it to your own kid. This way it'll be easier when he has to get on the truck and go to see Allah. Yeah, we're in trouble. You think about this, the coming together of two major powers. Oh, by the way, in case you didn't know it, when Newt Gingrich was running, he said he'd like to see a colony on the moon. And everybody laughed at him like he was Christopher Columbus. Well, guess who plans to have a colony on the moon in 2014? Can you say China? China. China may be number one, Russia may be number two, and we may be number three, looking for somebody to fill the draft roles. We have no space program. China just put a woman in space. We have to hitch a ride with the Russians. Yeah, we used to be number one. We used to be American, but we're not American anymore. That's why we're down in the sewer. Okay, so having said that, I have done my duty. And think about that container, the largest container in the world, so wide, I think it's 207 feet wide, it cannot get through the Panama Canal or the Suez Canal, but it can be here in 4 days with fresh produce. Unbelievable. Let's see what we got here. Okay, I got a Father's Day tribute, but I'm going to save that for another day. There are other things we're going to talk about when I come back. Right now I'm going to give you a tune. You want something Arabic in case they take over? You'll be able to sing some of the songs. Let's see if we can find you something. Blog Talk Radio, that's who we are. We blog and we talk, we radio. And I'm loading right now. What did I see? I saw something. Oh, I was at a guy's house, and he has a basement bar, and right next to the basement bar, he has a gym. So my wife says, oh, where are you going? And I said, I'm going downstairs to work out. She said, you smell funny. Here's a little Brazilian soft shoe. Pres Prado. Obama pulled a real fast one on the Mexican people. He sucked them all right in. I'm going to do an executive order, and I'm going to protect all of those students, and I'm for the Mexican people. He knows that he is using it as a political ploy. His main objective was to throw the ball into the confused Republicans who are fumbling it. Don't know how to pick it up and throw it back, and he's in a win-win situation. Remember one thing that Jimmy from Brooklyn will teach you one day if he ever gets his own radio show, and that is, when the communists win, they win, and when the communists lose, they win. So how is Obama going to lose? He's going to be overturned because he violated the Constitution by doing his executive order. So he's going. The Congress will force him to back down, and then he's going to turn around and he's going to be Obama the martyr and say, "Look, I tried for you. I'm the only one that likes you. The gringos hate you, and we have to stay divided as a country so that we can be weak again." And that's what he really means. And I think that he should be arrested and put in prison. Sergeant, arrest that man.
You're under arrest. Sergeant, read this man his merengue rights.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Just want to let you know that a lot of gringos are like Latinos. My favorite song is Hey Senorita, Let Me Take You Home. Hosni Mubarak is dying, and they're probably killing him over there in prison, but they're trying to make it look like a natural death. And I just wanted to pay a tribute to old Hosni. And so the title of my topic is Mubarak is Dying, Obama and the Party of Death. Listen, anybody that votes to burn the flag and kill kids is a party of death. Anybody that covers up the murder of 22 SEALs from SEAL Team 6 but takes credit for getting bin Laden and wants to make a movie about it is the head of the Party of Death, the Party de la Muerte. So, Mubarak is dying. Obama and the Party of Death endorses Jihad Spring. Mubarak was as best a friend of the United States that you can get in the Middle East. It is we who betrayed him. The international lesson for today is don't count on America, especially if you're Taiwanese, Syrian, civilian, or Israeli. Did I mention Mexico, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Germany, Bahrain, Japan, England, and add your favorite country here? And the proof of the pudding is joint maneuvers in July to take place in Syria with Russia, China, and Iran, the updated axis of evil. Jimmy from Brooklyn will tell you that Russia and China never split. It was all a hoax to suck in the USA and get money from, both of them got money. They got money from the USA. You have no idea how much money goes out under the table in this country. Your tax money. But there's a veteran, I forget if he's in Wyoming or Montana. He's 89 years old. He filed bankruptcy. And under the Homestead Act, they can't take his house, but they found a loophole. They found he had money. He had $2,000 and 5 guns that he didn't declare in the bankruptcy. So they're going to take his home because they believe he's buried gold and silver on the property. And they're gonna dig up all of his property. And when they dig it up, they're going to have to dig up his wife's grave because she's buried on the property too. And I wouldn't be surprised if they make him open the coffin to make sure the money's not in the coffin. How's that? Huh? And you know what? They may find money in the coffin. But you know what? This guy was in the 11th Airborne. He jumped at 500 feet with no reserve parachute into a prisoner of war camp in Luzon in the Philippines, saved 2,005 Filipinos and Americans who were women and children who were in the camp scheduled to be executed in 5 minutes. Got them all out safely, no casualties. And he served his country for 3 years during the war with Japan. And now he's 89 years old. He wants to be buried alongside his wife. And a bankruptcy court is taking everything he's got. And the trustee of the bankruptcy court also wants to be the lawyer that represents the bankruptcy court and be paid separately by the hour. How's that? And they were interviewing this guy. I will look into it more, and I'll let you know. And I'll put up, there's a video. It's probably on YouTube by now. He's an 89-year-old veteran, and they're taking his last dollar. They wouldn't even leave him a gun to protect himself. Because if the word gets out he's got gold and silver on the property, somebody's liable to come and hurt him. You know? And that's the American way today. We used to call that buddy effing. Obama sold out. Okay, so the proof of the pudding is joint maneuvers in July to take place in Syria with Russia, China, and Iran, the updated axis of evil. Obama sold out the Syrian people when Bush was in office. GW begged Nancy Pelosi not to go to Damascus. Instead, she requested a long-range, bigger DNC party plane from the Air Force, loaded it with booze, and 41 fellow communists. When she arrived in Damascus to lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad, she requested that the palace windows be closed so she would not have to listen to the Americans having their legs blown off and faces burned. And I'll tell you, before her, three other flag-burning, baby-killing demo commos went to Iraq to meet with Saddam, and he wouldn't see them. You know how they give the hands-out meeting? Here's my hand. Put something in it. Here's my hand to you, my friend. Yeah. And you know who they were? Banya, McDermott, and I can't remember the third one. But they're all flag burners and baby killers. And they're in the party of death. And Saddam wouldn't even see him because he didn't want to get his hands dirty. Yeah. Banya, McDermott, and Thompson. Yeah, I think two are from California and one's from Washington State. But if you want to know who the flag burners and baby killers are, go to YouTube and just type in flag burners of record. I've got them all for you, buddy. I got every one of them. See, I take it kind of personal when you vote to burn my flag.
Well, we didn't vote to burn it. We just voted not to persecute anybody who did prosecute. It's prosecute.
Yeah, you know what I say? You should be allowed to do it on a cold, rainy, windy day with a wet book of matches facing a 6,000-man sniper team, and naturally the sniper team goes first. Yeah. So Nancy Pelosi was never asked to cut the ribbon at the new IED factory using the new improved Iranian copper lugs for better body shredding. Sophia Manala Hosni Mubarak, Afwan, that means sorry in Arabic, for your betrayal. God sees what we do. Israel owes you many years of peace. You are a man of your word, and your wife Suzanne is stronger than your cowardly enemies. And Zawahiri is behind it, and he's the number one man in Al-Qaeda. And that's who Obama is catering to. He should have made efforts to get Hosni Mubarak out as safely. And I'm sure the Israelis would have helped him. But then again, he doesn't want any help from the Israelis because they're all dead men walking. When America says we will take this to the UN, that means you are fuked. See pages 341 to 347, the 45 goals of the Communist Party. Everyone has been reached. Now we have a communist president, actually a Grey Poupon communist millionaire president. And we broadcast every night on Blog Talk Radio, Spirit of America Party. Hang in there. I will give you a tune, and I may read you the 45 goals of the Communist Party. I got 6 minutes left. I'm going Latin tonight. This is, you know what? We'll go Navy tonight. This is Morse Code of Love. Did dot did it, did dot did it, did it, did dot did it, did dot did it, did it, did dot did it, did dot. Back home to me.
da did dot and did it did it did dot did it did dot did it did it did dot did did dot did it did it did dot did baby come home to me did dot did it did dot.
My grandfather earned $600 a year, and if I flash back to the Greatest Generation, the Greatest Generation had weekends off with stores closed on Sunday. Dad worked, Mom was a professional mother. They lived on $60 a week, paid $37 a month rent, raised big families, went to church and sang the Star Spangled Banner or God Bless America. No matter where they came from, they were Americans first. They hated communism, and if you mocked their God, you got a facelift. They built this country and never tore it down. They won wars on four continents in 4 years, helped the defeated rebuild and save South Korea from communism. When they came home, they built the greatest capitalist system known to man. Lawyers starved. Today we have elected millionaires and lawyers who make it impossible for free men to compete. Special interest groups buy legislation that hurts individuals, and tomorrow the Germans may own the New York Stock Exchange. State Department employees leak secrets to the communist and Islamic partnerships, whose tools of religion are the Koran and an AK-47. While America is distracted by Girls Gone Wild and permanent spring break, our nation is slipping into quicksand. We will never recover from this mudslide because the tools of freedom have been removed. A handful of patriots are all that are left to guard the hot gates. The 45 goals of communism have been reached. And this is from the Naked Communist. 1. U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. There will be an atomic war. Weapons change, but people's hearts don't. U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. We won't do it, and the Jews won't do it. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. Weakness is more like it. And when we're weak, we will be the ones who receive the nukes. Permanent free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Well, those 15,000 containers all floated in 4 days in California, went back empty, and the balance of trade deficit goes to build the greatest Chinese Navy you will ever see. Extension of long-term, and when they want to go to Taiwan, and nobody will stop them. Extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. We're doing that. Provide American aid to all nations, regardless of communist domination. You got the Kennedys pulling for Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. They lick his ankles. Grant, and that's the Kennedy whose wife hung herself. Yeah, and she was guilty, he was innocent. Grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to the UN. That's already a done deal. Right, Henry Kissinger, Nixon did that. Set up, and that's when, according to Jimmy, that the Russians and the Chinese played the United States for suckers. Yeah, because we made the deal with China to turn them against the Russia. So China said to Russia, look, we'll go along for the ride. And when the time comes and you need money, you go along for the ride. Set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by free election. Germany got lucky. And it was, and I got to say, Reagan did help. And I think Reagan actually bluffed the Russians into thinking that we had Star Wars, and that's why they capitulated.
And they must have been really ticked off when they found out we didn't have it. Prolonged the conferences to ban atomic tests because the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. Yeah, in order to take it to the UN, tie you up the years. Allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. That's being done now. Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. The day you make the UN the only hope for mankind, you put a collar around your neck, you put leg chains on, and you learn how to shuffle. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one-world government. We will never be a one-world government. We may be nothing but one big hole in the ground, but we will never be a one-world government. Even if we're down to 10% of the population, it's not going to happen. We know how to push buttons, too. If it is a charter, it is rewritten. Demand that it be set up as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces. They're trying to do that now. Hillary Clinton would love to see the Marine Corps in blue helmets, and so would Obama bin Laden. Some communist leaders believe the world can be taken over easily by the UN as by Moscow. Sometimes the two centers compete with each other as they now do in the Congo. You know, there were so many spies at Los Alamos when we were building our nukes, so many Russian spies. They were spying on each other because they didn't know. They were all like cell bound. And they didn't know there was another communist cell there. Resist any temptation to outlaw the Communist Party. Well, it's now the Democrat Party, so do away with all loyalty oaths, like I pledge allegiance to the flag, right? Now the kids in Bloomberg Public School, it's optional. They can stand or they can turn their back against it. Continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office and China. Capture one or both of the political parties in the U.S. They got one and a half. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate the civil rights. There's the race card, boys. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. And take out any reference to Americans, heroes, Christians, the cross. Get them off the cemetery so nobody sees them. Take the flag down and learn a different song. Sing Gumbaya instead of the Star Spangled Banner. Gain control of all student newspapers. They're running the colleges today. Use a student riots to foment a public protest. Do you know that street demonstrations are taught in colleges? You can get credits for it. Use a student riots to foment public protests against programs and organizations which are under communist attack, like Joe McCarthy. You know, Hollywood made a big deal about Joe McCarthy. Joe McCarthy never went after Hollywood. He only went after government communists. Infiltrate the press and get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making positions. Ask students who have graduated or are in school how many times they had to bite their tongue, silence their pen, or face a failing grade. And so what do? You go along to get along. That's the same as the guy who went along while his neighbor was being dragged off to a concentration camp because he wasn't Jewish. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. They have done that quite successfully, and they've gotten control of your children. You know how many mothers dress their daughters to be Madonna wannabes? Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. Oh, do they do that? An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms, like Bill Maher and Madonna. Control art critics and Lady Kaka and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and the violation of free speech and free press, and use the ACLU to chip away at the Constitution by the minute. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Here's number 26, mission accomplished. Promote homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. And here's 27, mission accomplished. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the needs for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. But if you're poor, you need a democratic crutch. And the problem is the two bottom rungs are broken because the demo commos don't want to see you get a leg up. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. Now, this has been turned around, this separation of church and state. It was originally written to keep the state out of the church, but they have turned it around to say, keep the church out of the state. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. That's number 29, okay? That's 29 goals, all accomplished since 1965. Discredit the American founding fathers. Yeah, Thomas Jefferson liked chocolate. You heard that one, right? Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it's only a minor part of the big picture. You know, American kids, they can't do math. American kids don't know geography. And American kids have no idea of American history. Mission accomplished. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics. Eliminate all laws of procedure which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. Eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. Done. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. In process. Infiltrate and gain control of more unions. Mission accomplished. Infiltrate and gain control of big business, like NBC, like GE. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat. Dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communist goals. They do that in Russia. If you refuse to go to the draft, they declare you crazy. They put you in a mental institution. Discredit the family as an institution. Don't you see that? Right? The housewives of Crap City, the Kardashians, all of the comedy shows. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Do you know when I was growing up, you couldn't get a divorce in the United States? You had to go to Mexico. And the only people that got divorces were Hollywood stars. And they went to Mexico to get them. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition being taught in communist colleges. That students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, or social problems. Occupy Wall Street. Overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. Internationalize the Panama Canal. Thank you, Comrade Carter. Repeal the Connolly Reservation so the United States cannot prevent the World Court from seizing jurisdiction over domestic problems. Give the World Court jurisdiction over nations and individuals alike. Yes, they could come to the United States, arrest the GI in his house, and bring him to The Hague and charge him with war crimes. Let me tell you something. In four states, there are 2.3 million guns if the hunters only have one. If they got two, there are 5 million guns. That's in four states. There's 46 other states. You come and try and hurt us and see what happens. We don't need the U.S. military. We're bigger than the U.S. military. And they will be with us anyway. And then we can upgrade our weaponry. Check off all the ones you think you reached. Weep for your country and answer one question. How do you know you're not brainwashed? The three biggest enemies of America are the three Ds: drugs, divorce, and Democrats. Okay, so that's it. I'm closing the show. It's over. I said what I had to say. I got it off my chest. I'm looking at 30 names of the Navy SEALs who died in the ambush in Afghanistan, and it was covered up by the Obama administration. I'm going to read them. Navy SEAL Derek Benson, age 28, California. Navy SEAL Jesse Pittman, age 27, California. Stephen M. Mills, age 35, Texas. SEAL Louis Langay, age 44, California. Navy SEAL Nicholas N. Hull, age 30, West Virginia. Navy Petty Officer Thomas Ratcliffe, age 34, from Arkansas. Staff Sergeant Andrew Harville, age 26, California. Sergeant Patrick Hamburger, age 30, Nebraska. Sergeant Daniel Zerbe, age 28, Pennsylvania. CWO, Chief Warrant Officer, Sergeant Brian J. Nichols, age 31, Kansas. Sergeant Alexander J. Bennett, age 24, Washington. Sergeant John Brown, age 33, Florida. Navy SEAL Brian R. Bill, age 31, Connecticut. Navy SEAL Kevin A. Houston, age 35, Massachusetts. Navy PO First Class John Duangata, age 26, in Nebraska. SPC Spencer Duncan, age 21, Kansas. Navy SEAL Matthew D. Mason, age 37, Missouri. Navy SEAL Jason Workman, age 32, Utah. Navy SEAL John Tummelson, age 35, Iowa. First Class, Navy Petty Officer First Class Michael J. Strange, age 35, Pennsylvania. Navy SEAL Aaron C. Vaughn, age 30, Florida. Navy SEAL Robert T. Reeves, age 32, Louisiana. Navy SEAL Commander Jonas Kelsall, age 32, Louisiana. Navy Explosive Technician Craig M. Victors, age 36, Hawaii. Navy SEAL Christopher G. Campbell, age 36, North Carolina. Navy SEAL Nicholas Spihar, age 24, Minnesota. Chief Warrant Officer David R. Carter, age 47, Colorado. Navy SEAL Jared Day, 28, Utah. Navy SEAL John Foss, age 31, Minnesota. And Navy Chief Petty Officer Heath M. Robinson, age 34, Michigan. All 30 killed in a chopper crash. Actually, it was an ambush, and the area wasn't checked out. But it's all covered up, and your guess is as good as mine as on how they suffered and died. So I'm going to close with Patriot Games, and I a tribute and a prayer to these 30 guys who were in Valhalla. And you know, on Father's Day, there were a lot of mothers and children missing their dads, and there's 30 of them right here. God bless you guys. Eternal Father, strong to save, hear us when we cry to thee.
Come all you young rebels and list while I sing.
For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I'm just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, where I was weaned. I've learned all my life cruel England to blame, and so I'm a part patriot game. It's barely 2 years since I wandered away with a local battalion of the bold IRA. I'd read of our heroes, and I wanted the same, to play off my part in the patriot game. This island of ours has for long been half free. 6 counties are under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and to train, to play my own part in the patriot game. And now as I lie here, my body all holds, I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. I wish that my rifle had given the same to those quislings who sold out the patriot game.
If you get a chance, you should go see Andy Garcia's movie about Mexico and the Mexican Revolution. It's called Greater Glory. And I'll close. And I also want to plug Tim Tebow. We need more guys like Andy Garcia and Tim Tebow. And so I'll close with the cry from Greater Glory. Viva Cristo Rey. Have a nice night.